Then the other was the god Asclepius. And down from this great promontory was the greatest hospital of the ancient world. It was the Mayo Brothers of that day. It was, first of all, a temple to Asclepius. And if you're looking at the Greek Asclepius, it's a man. But when you bring in the Anatolian or the Oriental, it's a serpent. And there in Pergamum, it's a serpent. I have pictures I've taken of that great marble. Well, it's just an obelisk there now, but it apparently was a pillar in a temple. And the temple of Asclepius, it's an unusual temple. It's round. They used every means that were imaginable there of healing. They used psychology. They used medicine. They used about everything you could think of. They had a big, long tunnel when you went in. And up above it looks like air holes for ventilation, but they're not. As you went down the way, sexy voices would come down through those saying to you, "You're going to get well. You're going to feel better. You're going to be healed." Does that sound like anything that's modern today? And you went on down. They gave you hot baths. There were massages that were used. They had a little theater there that they gave plays of healing. My, I tell you, they had it all. They had a library with books about healing. And then as a last resort, if they couldn't heal you, they put you down in that temple at night. And then they turn loose during the night non-poisonous snakes, and they crawl over you. That's known as the shock treatment today. And my friend, if that didn't heal you, it'd drive you crazy. That's for sure. And they had a back door where they took the dead out. They didn't mention the ones they didn't heal. They mentioned the one they did. Caesar Augustus loved to come there. You know why? He wasn't exactly sick. He was an alcoholic. They just dried him out there every year when he would come over. This was a great place, and for 700 years, it was a hospital that they came to from all over the world. And may I say to you, healing was satanic in those days. Now, there were good men that used medicine there, no question about that. But basically, it was satanic. Here was where Satan's throne was, and that's important to see. Now he says, "You have those that hold fast my name." Well, this is the period when many in the church defended the deity of Christ and the name of Christ. It was during this period that great giants were produced. There was the Arian heresy that denied the deity of Christ, and Athanasius from North Africa, how he defended the deity of Christ. And then at the Council of Nicaea, where Athanasius spoke, it condemned Arianism in about 325 A.D. And then there was Augustine. He answered the Pelagian heresy, which denied original sin and the total corruption of human nature, and also irresistible grace. So that great men stood for the great doctrines of the Christian faith. And then he says, "Thou hast not denied my faith." And the church during this period did not deny him. Now, Antipas, an unknown martyr, is mentioned here, that he says, "I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's throne is. Thou holdest fast my name, hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr." Now, that doesn't mean that he was the only one. He apparently was the first one, and that led off with a great company of them. Then he says, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols, to commit fornication." He condemns two things here, the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And it was a very dark time in the history of these people. The doctrine of Balaam is different than the era of Balaam, which we saw in Jude, which actually revealed that Balaam thought he could curse Israel because they were sinners. And then the way of Balaam in 2 Peter and that was covetousness. But here, what we have is that Balaam taught Balak to have the Moabite women to go in among the children of Israel. And there was this period of intermarriage and the introduction of idolatry. You see, the world came into the church during this period. Now, he says here, thou hast those that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. The church in Ephesus hated it, but here there was some holding that doctrine. And just what it was, apparently it was a return to religious rituals by a clergy instead of the fact that there is the priesthood of all believers. And Christ says he hates this. You see, Christ hates as well as loves. And we better be careful that we're not indulging in the thing that he hates. Get us in trouble.